It's tough being at the top. It's rough being at the top. Joe Biden, the front runner, but the lead is shrinking. You know, he's only got a 24-point support in Iowa, 24% down from 32% just last month. I mean, what's happening? And then Joe Biden doesn't show up in Iowa. 19 Democrats do over the weekend. And one of the jokes was, apparently Joe Biden doesn't like to travel. Well, maybe he doesn't. Or maybe he doesn't like to explain flip-flopping on a years-long commitment to the Hyde Amendment, decades-long, really. The Hyde Amendment, a provision added in the late 1970s saying that federal funds could not be used for abortions. Your tax dollars and mine would not be used for abortions because too many people opposed abortion, therefore that wasn't going to happen. Joe Biden has been an outspoken supporter of the Hyde Amendment for decades until Thursday of last week. Less than 24 hours after he told the folks at NBC News he remained committed to the Hyde Amendment. He didn't think that it was appropriate. The next day, he goes off script and says something completely different. His comms director on CNN at a complete loss as to how to explain that. Listen to this. It's bite number six.
Life difficult for myself by putting intellectual consistency and personal principle above expediency. So are we... in this moment, what is the process?
You heard him. Well, you heard him say it. I think you've asked the question a lot of ways. I've answered it. I mean, I don't think you've answered it.
Kate.
He has looked at the crisis that we're facing.
What was the thing that made him? He's looked at the crisis.
This is a personal decision.
So anyone in the campaign talk to him?
Did they
give him any evidence? Did they show him the polls on where Democrats, likely voters in the primaries, stand?
This is a personal decision of his. It was a tough decision. It's one he wrestled with. You note he's written in his career about his personal struggle on this issue. It's one that, you know, he, at the end of the day, he makes personal decisions for himself about where he's going to be. And he looked at
I can't believe that Kate Baldwin, is that her name, said you haven't answered the question. You haven't done anything here except run around in circles. My next guest, the professor himself, Alan Sachs, longest contributor to the Steve Gerber Show and my personal hero. Alan Sachs, welcome back.
Watched all of it yesterday from Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
Oh, boy.
And my litmus test is any one of them. Of course, Joe Biden wasn't there, but Amy Klobuchar, Kamala Harris, Beto from Texas, could any of them, or Beto, whatever he calls
himself,
could any of them stand up to a country like Nazi Germany? I say that out of the Normandy issues in the past couple of weeks, the celebration of the Normandy invasion. And then I know World War II pretty well. My father fought in the Pacific. I've watched those videos over and over again. Could any of these individuals stand up to Imperial Japan or Nazi Germany? And I kept thinking, none of them.
No. They would have been.
That to me is my litmus test.
You know, they make Neville Chamberlain look tough.
Absolutely. The big thing is, how do we treat women? You know, and that's important.
Sure, it is.
In the scheme of things, all that goes to the wayside when you think of the major issues in national security.
Let me ask you this, because Joe Biden, not in Iowa, 19 Democrats were out of the two dozen or so that are in the race. Joe Biden pulls a no-show. Yang, I think, is the guy who's the, you know, tech genius from California running for president.
$1,000.
Yeah, he says apparently Joe Biden doesn't like to travel because he keeps not appearing where the rest of us appear.
That's a pretty good remark.
It was a pretty good remark. But here's the point. Let's be honest, Professor. Joe Biden's big flip-flop on the Hyde Amendment, they don't want to talk about that. They also know, they being his team, his handlers. Joe Biden is very gaffe-prone. He's a guy who puts his foot in his mouth on a regular basis.
All over the place.
They don't want him out there. I mean, they're trying to keep his exposure to the media, to the other candidates, at almost zero, it appears.
Can you imagine what President Trump is going to do with Joe Biden if he faces him? And it looks like that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Although his ratings, you're right, are falling.
Mm.
Many of them wanted free college education. And I kept thinking, if you do that, it's going to make the college tuition go up, not go down.
Of course it will.
But go up.
Yeah, free tuition means they get to pay with tax dollars. And, you know, every state, including the one that I live in, They're always, they being the teachers' unions and the state, always jockeying. We need more money for education. We need money for education. We need more. In fact, we need to make education start, you know, before kids are even born. We should have pre-daycare daycare and pre-birth daycare. I mean, it's I mean, seriously.
And we have free kindergarten here in Texas, and pretty soon we're going to have pre-kindergarten.
Exactly.
Getting ready for pre-kindergarten.
Exactly.
And also, where is the responsibility of the college student? They don't have to attend a high-priced university. They can go to a community college for a couple of years. But like here in this area, I'm surrounded by two or three very high-priced universities. Baylor, Texas Christian University, and SMU. Very, very expensive. The university where I'm at, a branch of the University of Texas, is about maybe a third of the price, but still it's expensive. And you keep thinking, why? You know, and so they don't have to go to these universities.
No, private schools they go to, and then they get some degree in gender studies, expecting they're going to get a big... I mean, let's be honest, you got a degree in gender studies. What job exactly are you going
for? What are you
going
to do with gender studies?
Yeah, I'm serious.
I know it. I'm laughing, but it's tragic.
It's tragic for them because they're on the hook for $100,000. But here's where it's tragic for the rest of us, Professor. You've got millions and millions of these kids that have bought degrees that have been overpriced ever since the United States government got involved with loaning money for college degrees. The price has gone through the roof. And so now they're all on the hook. But the government, by way of a Democrat president, has the ability to forgive all that debt. In fact, they could buy all, because that's nothing more than buying votes. That's what that is.
Exactly.
Hey, we'll forgive your student debt. Oh, you'll give me $100,000 to vote for you?
Buying votes. Yeah. And the college students, I don't have much sympathy with them.
I have none.
They can choose where they want to go.
I have none. I mean, they signed the paperwork, as did I. I took some student loans when I was of that age, but I signed it with the bank, and I had to pay the bank back.
And the student loans probably in those days were not nearly what they are today.
Not at all. Not at all. And so in college wasn't nearly as expensive because the government wasn't working on two ends of the equation.
You've got
one government entity paying another government entity and playing with your money and mine. Of course the price went up. Nobody cares. They don't have any skin in the game.
And that's why the price would go up again if Bernie's ideas and all of them, and they match each other. I want to forgive their debt and give them some money.
Can you imagine Bernie Sanders, that old curmudgeon, as president, his hair racked, he's all snarly out there. The multi-million-dollar socialist communist Bernie Sanders. Well done, Bernie. Well, I had a successful book, I guess. Anyhow, Professor, God bless you. Love having you here.
Thank you so much. I'm wondering what China and Russia are thinking right now when they look at the United States.
I think they're thinking world dominance on their part.
That's exactly what
they're thinking anyhow.
Thank you so much.
Professor, have a great day. We'll talk next week. It is the Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you here. You can follow us at stevegruber.com on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. All sorts of places to connect. Do it now. We'll be right back.
Wyckoff Wellness welcomes back Dr. Chi for individual fingernail and tongue analysis June 10th through 15th. Fingernail and tongue changes may indicate problems with digestion, heart disease, blood sugar problems, and more. Call Wyckoff Wellness at 517-333-7270 to schedule your individual evaluation with Dr. Chi for only $40. Appointments are limited. Wyckoff Wellness in East Lansing is also hosting a free seminar with Dr. Chi Tuesday, June 11th at 6 p.m. Call 517-333-7270 to schedule today or go to wyckoffwellness.com.
You've seen the headline. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
We're here with Dr. Andrew McCursey, radiologist with Sparrow Hospital. Dr. McCursey, Sparrow has expanded its radiology services to Sparrow Health Center Lansing. What's offered there?
We have a full array of imaging services at the health center. We have MRI, CT, 3D digital mammography, ultrasound, digital x-ray, and bone density.
What are the advantages for the patients who go there?
Our patients love the convenient location. They also love the easy in-and-out parking. And they also love the ability to schedule examinations after hours, both on the evenings and the weekends.
How can people learn more about Sparrow's radiology services?
To learn more, they can go to sparrow.org/radiology-services.
That's sparrow.org/radiology-services. We've been speaking to Dr. Andrew McCursey, radiologist with Sparrow Hospital, about how Sparrow has expanded its radiology services to Sparrow Health Center Lansing. Choose wisely. Choose Sparrow.